Welcome to the Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Pastor Ed Young speaks today in the series Cover to Cover, where he guides us through the Bible and we learn how to apply it to our daily lives. In today's message, Living on a Prayer, Pastor Ed Young discusses a high-impact prayer from Scripture and how impactful these can be in our lives. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Today, I'm going to talk to you about a man in the Bible that we've been reading about. And quite frankly, here I'd gone to seminary. I've even done some doctrinal work. I've been a student of the Bible for a long, long time. And the first time I ever heard about this dude, I was on a boat ramp, of all places, helping a friend of mine launch a Sea-Doo. How random is that? And he looked at me and he goes, "Hey Ed, have you ever heard of a guy named Jabez and this prayer that he prayed?" I go, "No, I'm sorry." And I felt kind of embarrassed. He goes, "Well, I'll send you some information on it." And he did. A couple of days later, I'm talking to my mother-in-law, Elva Lee, from Columbia, South Carolina. She has a one-of-a-kind Southern accent. She said, "Ed, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of a fella named Jabez and his prayer?" I said, "No, ma'am." "Well, I'm going to send you a book called The Prayer of Jabez." I said, okay. So I received all this information about this guy with a weird name, Jabez. Jabez? Who's this guy? I began to read it and study it. And then I thought, wow, this is powerful. I read different books and began to research him. Jabez. What an interesting cat, man. This guy lived back in the Old Testament. Specifically, we're going to look at the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. As you wade through the books and the Bible, especially like around 1 Chronicles, it will just put any serious Bible student in dry dock. Yeah. It'll bore you out of your mind. It reads like a Hebrew telephone directory, if you remember telephone directories back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like he begat, she begat, 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 begat. So you're reading through these some 600 genealogies. Boom! Jabez jumps out. God gives Jabez a couple of verses in the Holy Bible. Wow. Now, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And specifically, God gives him a prayer that's only, are you ready for this? 26 words. That's it. The prayer of Jabez. Jabez was a guy who was associated with pain. The name Jabez means pain. Pain. Sounds like the name of a rapper. Pain, you know? Or maybe a WWF superstar. In this corner, from parts unknown, pain, you know?
Yeah.
Pain? Pain? His mom named him that because he was born in pain, and obviously he had a painful existence. He did not grow up as a Trustafarian. He didn't grow up, you'll get that later, with a silver spoon in his mouth. He didn't grow up going to the right schools. But Jabez prayed a daring prayer. Most scholars believe he was an attorney. And I can't believe an attorney wrote something so succinct. And a lot of times when people read this, they think it's one thing, but it's really another. They think it's some sort of a cosmic quid pro quo. They think it's kind of a magic formula prayer. They think it's like, oh, I like this, Ed. Very Western, very materialistic. Give me this, give me that. Thank you, God, and that's that. Yeah. Well, it's not what you think. Because again, you think it means one thing, but this prayer is going to mean another. And I'm going to promise you something. I'll bet my last dollar on this. If you pray this prayer and understand the context of it, it can revolutionize the way you talk to God. Let me say it again. If you understand this prayer, 26 words, it can revolutionize the way you communicate, connect with God. That's how powerful it is. So we got Jabez. More honorable, the Bible says, than others. Let's read the scripture. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let's begin in verse 9, then we'll conclude in verse 10. Very, very short and succinct text. Now Jabez, Payne, let's say now Payne, was more honorable than his brother. So something made him unique. And it's not the fact that he had a law firm. No. It was the way he talked to God. He was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. All right. Seems benign so far. I got it. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. So he's preparing for this prayer. I like that. The God of Israel. Now, Jabez grew up hearing about the greatness of God's people, being in Egyptian bondage, you know, being rescued, how God took care of them. He knew all of those things. So it's important for us as Christ followers to look back and to see the blessings of God, to see how God has blessed us and how he's used us and how he's answered prayer. That's why I challenge people to write down and to journal regularly. And I read something even last night, how scientifically, if you journal, I'm not talking about typing on your thumbs on a glass, you know, device. No. If you write, go old school and write, you remember it more. Yeah. And somehow thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through someone's lips and go through your fingertips. They really, really do. So start journaling your prayers. And that's why I developed this little journal. It's very simple. It's a picture of Jesus on the front. It's called the Jesus Journal. Why? Because what's the Bible about? The Bible is about Jesus. What's the Bible about? One villain, the enemy, one hero, Jesus, and one message, the divine rescue. We need to see that, and we need to understand the context. But we cannot read this text and take it out of context, which many people do. I would dare say this prayer is one of the most misunderstood prayers in all of Scripture. I would say this prayer has been decaffeinated and stripped of its meaning more than any prayer in Scripture. But today, we're not going to do the macro thing. We're going to do the micro thing and discover the situation. Jabez dared to pray this prayer. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a mediocre life.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but God does not want you to live a mediocre life.
Yeah.
He wants us to live an extraordinary life.
That's right.
If you looked at your life right now, would you say, Ed, I'm living an extraordinary life. I really, really am. Great for you. God's plans are that amazing. That means you're in sync with him. But if you're not, if you feel like you're caught in a prison cell of predictability, if you feel like you're splashing around in the shallows of sameness instead of riding on the ragged edge of excitement and adventure, then this can unlock a whole new world for you. Jabez said, the God of Israel, all right, I call on you. He called on him saying, and here are the 26 words. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. I like that. Bless me, God. Wow, that's very American, isn't it? That's such a popular word these days. Oh, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I really am blessed. It's on pillows and coffee mugs. I'm blessed. We frame it. Oh, I'm just blessed. And a lot of us who live like hell say, yeah, I'm blessed. And we sort of, by saying it, we kind of think that we satisfy God by saying, oh yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Have you ever looked at someone and gone, wow, they're blessed, and I guess I'm not? I've heard people say this to me over and over again, and listen to me very carefully. Oh, I've got 3 healthy children, I'm blessed. I just bought a new house. It's incredible. 4,000 square feet. I'm blessed. I just got a promotion. I'm making $200,000 a year now. I'm blessed. And you're over there going, dang, I must have got the short end of the blessing stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 of my kids got the COVIDs. They got turned down for that loan. My company downsized and I'm without a job. So see, we've so dumbed down the blessed life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We say I'm blessed, yeah, when the circumstances are going my way. My kids are healthy and wow, I got a promotion and I got a big old house. Woo, I'm blessed. It's circumstantial. And a lot of people, a lot of pastors that you see on your social media feed play that game. It's the UPS God. If you have enough faith, man, God's going to bless you. And we relegate blessings just to material things.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that God does not bless materially. He does. You can't make a case for poverty in the Bible, and you can't make a case for wealth in the Bible. God blesses people materially. He blesses you, and you're blessed materially. So am I. Awesome. But to say, okay, when I'm problem free, when I'm comfortable, when everything is hunky-dory, I'm blessed, you don't understand the meaning of the word. So we've stripped it. We've decaffeinated it. What does the word blessed mean? Bless means to be on the receiving end of the tangible and intangible favor and grace of God.
Yeah.
You look up blessed in the dictionary. Do you know what the top definition is? Get ready. Hold on to those seats. It means to be made holy.
Wow.
Listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
So when Jabez says, God, bless me, he's saying, God, you bless me. Yeah. But here's what I do. I mean, here's what I do. I have to take a piece of paper like this. And I write out, and I'm sitting across the table from God in this, you know, title company. I've been talking about that over the last couple of weeks. And I'll go, okay, God, here's my blessings. Here's what I want. I want this, God, okay? And here's what I want. So I'm going to write down great marriage, you know, hot wife, whatever, you know, successful kids. I want all of my books to be New York Times bestsellers. I've only had one, but okay. So then, yeah, I want to live in this. I want to have that. And I want to fly here. And you know what? I love fishing. I want to have a yacht with like fishing boats around the yacht. I'm just going to run. And I slide it across the table and I say, God, just notarize that.
Yeah.
A lot of people see God that way. Yeah. A lot of people see prayer that way. Some good luck charm. Got some UPS boy. Sorry. No cigar.
Yeah.
We think prayer means one thing. Means quite another. Yeah. What is Jabez saying? We take a blank sheet of paper. We slide the blank sheet of paper across the table to God. God, you fill it up with blessings. Your blessing, not mine, because God knows how to bless me better than I know how to bless myself.
So good. Yeah.
So God, you fill it in. And as we pray these daring prayers, God's going to tell you something. He will bless you in ways that blow your little blessings out of the water. Does he bless materially? Yes. Does he bless emotionally? Yes. Does he bless relationally, psychologically, and with opportunities? Yes. We've got to say, God, you're sovereign. You're in charge. You're the blesser. I'm the blessee.
Yeah.
But what can happen is, listen to this. Our blessings can become blockades to the power and the anointing of the Lord. We worship the blessing instead of the blessor. And a lot of people that I meet, a lot of people who are not Christ followers, and God blesses people who aren't Christ followers, but there's an expiration date on their blessings.
Wow.
You know, I'm freaky about expiration dates. Lisa's out of town, and last night, I got this little carton from Whole Foods, trying to be healthy. And it was some salsa. And I like hot food, you know. So I looked at it, and I'm thinking, man, I want this with chicken. That's what I ate last night. So I turned it over. Whew, I'm within the expiration date. I know, I'm OCD, I'm a little bit crazy. But I do not like to mess around with expiration dates. What are you doing messing around with an expiration date if you're not a believer? And see, the enemy in non-believers' lives sometimes uses blessings to keep you from ever bowing the knee to Jesus. Your blessings could be the blockade, they could be blinding you from discovering what God has for you.
Yeah.
I looked up a prayer that I prayed 30 years ago. You ready for this? And I prayed this prayer, and this was a Jabez type prayer, a prayer of dare, rolling the dice, you know?
Come on.
Before we helped start Fellowship Church. We started Fellowship Church with 30 families in a rented office complex. Today, by God's grace, we're one of the largest churches in America. Okay, that's God, okay? That's God. But check this prayer out. Here's what I said. God, I pray for this church. Give me your clear answer. I don't have the ability, you do. You work through me. I rely and give everything to you, my life. It's in your hands, God. Thank you for blessing me. Yeah. I pray for the lost in Dallas, Give us the innovation and the methodology to reach them for you. What do you want me to do? Wherever you lead, I'll go. God bless me. Oh, he will. God. God, expand my influence. He wants to expand your influence his way. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Let's keep going. That your hand would be with me. You know what this means? Here's what it means. I'll just go ahead and tell you the end. That we need to be humble and holy before God. God, I want to be under your mighty hand. God, I submit my all to you. Tax, title, and license. I submit it to you. I slide that piece of paper over, God, because I confess to you, I thought it meant one thing, but it really meant another. But this keeps on going. You know, we're done now. 26 words. That you would keep me from evil. Too many times I've prayed in the midst of temptation, Lord, help me to resist. That's not really the great prayer. The prayer is, keep me from evil. Are you feeling me?
Yeah.
Jesus said in the model prayer, lead us not into
temptation.
Okay. In the context of lust, Jabez is saying, God, I don't want to walk on the edge and the ledge. One misstep, one trip up, ah! And I know too many people, too many of my friends are down there.
Yeah.
Jabez says, try walking back here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Try your standards at a whole another level.
Yeah.
In your marriage, in your dating, if you're single, in what you watch and put in front of you. God, keep me from evil. Well, I'm not going to go to that party, students. Hey, I'm not going to go to that party. Even though I'm not going to mess around, I'm not going to go, because if I go, the temptation, or whatever, you know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
It's too great.
Yeah, so good.
So don't give me that, well, I was just in a situation, man. I just couldn't say no. If you know a train is going to New York and you're gonna mess up in New York, don't buy a ticket to get on the train. So Jabez, that you would keep me from evil, I love this, and that I might not cause pain. He knew the pain of sin. And look, it's kind of a play on words, because Jabez means pain, and he came with pain back on his name. So he had this negative label on him, and he's like, man, I'm gonna change that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pray this daring prayer.
Yeah.
So I don't care what kind of label is on you. I don't care. I don't care. We're all sinners.
Yeah.
I don't care what someone has labeled you. I don't care. You begin to pray this and discover who you are in God, who you are in Jesus. I'm rescued. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. I'm justified. I'm sanctified. I have a home in heaven. I have an inheritance. I mean, it makes Mark Zuckerberg not even a factor, because that's what God has for me.
That's right.
In heaven.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has empowered you to stand firm in your faith and to shepherd your family with wisdom and courage. Your role is pivotal in nurturing a God-honoring environment, and it's our prayer that you would feel supported and equipped in this journey. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed imparts timeless wisdom from the Bible to uplift and inspire us, guiding each of us to embrace and fulfill our unique purposes in life. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.